10:30 on this Saturday morning. Penny is taking care of the grandkids today.
Uh-huh.
Said, I don't have time to talk.
I can understand that.
Yeah. Carl Wayne's Nurseries, 1151 East 9th Street, Mountain Home, Highway 5 South, 425-6966. You can go to carlwaynesnurseries.com. And they're open Monday through Saturday. They have bulk mulch and topsoil. Landscape estimates are free. Bring in your pictures or measurements, and they'll be glad to tell you what works there. And, of course, they've got their Christmas cabin. It's all decorated up for Christmas. You need to go see that. Get you a poinsettia or two. Wonderful garden gifts, chimes, yard ornaments, tools, gloves, and more. Carl Wayne's Nurseries. 1151 East 9th Street, Mount Home. That's Highway 5 South. Nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar this morning. Our forecast today, mostly sunny, breezy, high of 65 degrees. Temperatures falling into the mid-50s today. South winds at 10 to 15 this morning, then becoming southwest 15 to 20 this afternoon. Gusts up to 30. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, low of 42. Sunday, sunny, high of 57. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low of 35 degrees. Monday, mostly cloudy, colder, high of 43. Next rain in the forecast is Thursday. We had a 30% chance of rain on Thursday, 40% Thursday night, and 40% on Friday. 80 hundredths of an inch of rain in our rain gauge this morning at 7 for the 24-hour total. 67 the high yesterday, 48 the overnight low. And 62 is the current temperature, and it's time now for plant trivia. If you're our winner, we'll put your name in for a drawing, which we will hold next week.
Right.
And
the odds are pretty good.
You got a 50-50 chance next week.
Wee-hee.
And if your name is drawn, it's a $15 certificate to Bookworms in the library. All right, what we got, Vic?
Well, here's what we got. We talked about poinsettias last week, and the week before last, and of course that's the Christmas plant. And I mentioned a few areas, and I want to know which area should you not plant, put the plant when you bring it into the house. What is the worst possible position you can plant, put it in the home? And that, you will understand probably when you hear the answer. But, you know, where should you place it when you bring it in? You know.
In the fridge or something like that?
That's similar, yes. Where you should not put it.
All right, we'll start with caller
number four. Which would be in the fridge is one, so.
We'll start with caller number four. 1, 2, 3. Next caller will be number four, and you're in the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Had all the lines lit up.
We could hum something. Maybe
they didn't know. Maybe.
Where should you not put it?
I've got to put my ears.
What's the answer?
Good morning. The closet or somewhere dark.
Pardon?
Somewhere dark in the closet, maybe?
No, that's not. No, that wasn't what I was looking for.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You get a little picky, aren't you?
Yeah. No, it's where you...
We're going to turn your radio down a little bit. There you go. What's the answer?
Were you talking about the poinsettia you had to bring in? Is that what you wanted to know?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Where would you put it? Where should you not put...
I put mine in the dark in the closet all night, and then I bring it out in the morning.
No, that's what I meant with when you bring it in... And it's blooming, and you've bought one at the store. I should have been a little more specific. So if you
buy
one.
How are you going to get around if you can't even get the question right? What's the answer? You want to take a stab at this or just hang up?
No, she hung up. Oh, dear. That one didn't, though.
Did you hang up?
Oh. When you buy one at the store and you bring it in, or you bring in one that's been outside and then been, the one that has color, it's already turned color, it's a blooming poinsettia. Oh, this is awful.
All right. You want to take a stab at it?
Yes, you don't put it near a heat vent or in the direct sun.
Yippee! Hallelujah! And good for you.
You get a double entry for just being able to figure out the question.
Oh, my goodness.
Your name?
Geneva Sproles.
Thank you, Geneva.
Thanks, Geneva.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't realize that was going to be so difficult for me to explain. And, of course, I didn't explain it at all well, so it's totally my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And so any mail that you get that is yelling at you or someone else, it should be really directed at some name that I'll throw out later. My goodness. I apologize to those of you.
If you're still with us, the phone lines are 425-5522. 888-884-0364, and email address is Vicki at KTLO.com. Email, Cozy Vermont Decor at Home, no cabinet necessary.
Well, that's good.
Or no cabin necessary.
We can't read either. It's catching.
I think you're
Are
the
we going to have a show next week? One more before
we schedule one next week, but I don't know.
Okie dokie. Oh, my goodness. I apologize for any difficulty in that last one. And thank you for trying. And there will be a much easier explained question next week if I can come up with one. Okay, I promise. We're talking about Christmas trees today. Before I do that, I would like to go ahead because at this stage of the game, I probably would forget to do this. There's an event coming up, and I had talked about it every year, and it's the 25th a celebration of Master Gardeners in Baxter County is 2019. And every March, they put on a fabulous day of gardening information, actually. It's called Developing an Ozarks Green Thumb. And I want you to go ahead and put the date down, March 23rd, 2019. From 8:30 to 3, if you're interested, because I think that this will fill up really fast. It usually does. Seating is limited. They can only handle so many people. And they're going to have Douglas Talamy, T-A-L-L-A-M-Y. He's the author of Bringing Nature Home, How You Can Sustain Wildlife with Native Plants, and a topic that is incredibly timely for our this period of time in America, as we are looking more and more at native plants and how indigenous they are to our area, and how they really are a wonderful addition to landscaping. And so his seminar topics will be Bringing Nature Home and Are Introduced Plants Bad, which is a timely topic in and of itself. And so he will be here along with several other locals who will be talking. And it's March 23rd, 2019. I believe that the registration begins December 1st, which is today. And so you will really want to jump on that so that you can get a seat. The seminar cost will be $30. It includes lunch. And what you need to do is go to BaxterCountyMG.com, and that will lead you through, and it's /spring-seminar. But just go to BaxterCountyMG.com, and also you can, send your registration fee, and I've got the address. So if you email me, I'll send you that address and the person's name to send it to if you need that. But otherwise, if you can get on your computers, go to BaxterCountyMG, that's all lowercase, .com, and they'll have all the information about this great seminar that's coming up, and I do believe it'll fill in really fast, and they are hopeful too. So we'll celebrate 25 years of the Master Gardeners in Baxter County, and it doesn't seem to me that old saying, time sure does fly, certainly does. Is pretentious here because of the fact that, my goodness, I can't believe they've been here 25 years. They have certainly beautified the area and have maintained a lot of areas that have been benefited by their efforts and their hard work. So we appreciate the education they do and also the beauty that they have brought to Baxter County. We're talking about Christmas trees in general today and anti-desiccants and things like that, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to hear some of to share with you some of the information I found about tidbits, one might say. In 1856, Franklin Pierce, who was the 14th president of the United States, he was the first president to place a Christmas tree in the White House. I thought that was kind of interesting. And President Coolidge was the one who started the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony on the White House lawn. And he started this in 1923. That's a few years. And I think that just this last week they lit the Christmas, current Christmas tree on the White House lawn. And so that's a... There's one at Rockefeller, and there is also one at the White House. And there was a ceremony at both. The president was at the one on the White House lawn, and Channel 3 was basically the ones with Al Roker, the one in New York in the square. Yeah, they're two different trees, and they're both got they're both from different areas of the United States, and it's always an honor to be chosen for either place because they always get a humongous one, giant, and donate it for that purpose. It's interesting that to note that to ensure enough trees for harvest, there are professional growers, as you'll know when you see lots and lots, L-O-T-S, and meaning places where there are a lot of trees, live trees, and they're still very popular. But it's to ensure that many trees for harvest, growers plant 1 to 3 seedlings for every tree harvested. That would be interesting to note that every one of them makes sure that they'll have enough. In 2012, 46 million Christmas tree seedlings were planted by U.S. growers. The growers themselves are from all over the place. There's a whole variety, actually. There are more than 15,000 Christmas tree farms in the United States, and that's a lot when you think about it. Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Washington State, of course, New York, and Virginia are the top Christmas tree producing states. So there's a lot of areas where they do produce them, and there's 15,000 of them. So I guess they would have to be all over the United States. The fact that it takes, and you think, well, they've planted that many, that's crazy, but it takes 6 to 10 years of fighting rain and wind and hail and drought to get a mature tree. You can imagine the complex problem that they face. Those of us who are just trying to get a few trees to grow over our lifetime or in our yard, and these people are planting, you know, 100 bazillion trees at a time. So it takes 6 to 10 years. So I'm always saying to you all, when you plant something, you know, the first year it sleeps, the second year it creeps, and the third year it leaps. Well, for them, that is really, really important because if they planted that many, the loss is going to be about 3/4 or 1/4 to 3/4 of them. So they're fighting the same things that we are to produce what we call those beautiful trees that we see at Christmas.
You know, 10 years ago, they didn't plant as many trees due to the economy.
Uh-huh, I mean, it's true.
And that's why there's a shortage this year.
There is a shortage?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Now you do.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate that.
Did you know that 93% of the real Christmas tree consumers recycle there in their community? And we have a group, usually the forestry or the game and fish group will have a place where you can put your used Christmas trees, if they're live, and they will take them and put them in the lakes where they act as a habitat in our lakes, which is a wonderful recycling. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to be part of that recycling. It's interesting to note, though, that artificial Christmas trees were developed in Germany during the 19th century. And they later, of course, became very popular here. And these trees were made, the original ones were made with goose feathers that were dyed green, and they were attached to wire branches. That would be an antique to have, wouldn't it? Boy, howdy. The branches were then wrapped around a central dowel rod that acted as the trunk. The visualization of that leaves something to be desired. Actually, I'm glad they went back to the real ones. In 1930, the U.S.-based Addis Brush Company created the first artificial Christmas tree made from brush bristles. And the company used the same machinery that it used to manufacture toilet brushes, but they were dyed green. So there's a tidbit for a trivia pursuit or a game if you're playing. Try to top me on this at the Christmas table. Maybe not. Today, the most of our artificial trees are made from PVC plastic, and they are fire retardant, which is good. And 80% of the artificial trees worldwide are manufactured in, guess where? Ta-da! China.
Oh, sure.
So there you have it. If you're at a loss for conversation sometime,
you really hit a lull.
That'll be great.
15 before 11.
The Peaceful Heart Boutique would like for you to come see them at the Gifts for Girlfriends event this Friday and Saturday at Stone Creek Ranch. They will have the latest in holiday fashions, beautiful Swarovski crystal jewelry, shoes, purses, and of course you can shop regular hours at the Peaceful Heart Boutique. They'll have specials throughout the store. That's Peaceful Heart Boutique, Hometown Commons between Petco and Rack Room Shoes, Mountain Home. Check them out on Facebook and get your bling on for the holidays.
Hi, this is Hillary Adams, and I am once again asking for your vote for Mayor of Mountain Home in the runoff election on December 4th. I think we all agree that we need some fresh, new ideas for Mountain Home, and I believe that my management experience, along with my work in Senator Bozeman's office, make me uniquely qualified to bring the change needed in Mountain Home. Please vote for me, Hillary Adams, December 4th. Thank you.
Paid for by Hillary Adams for Mayor.
Car Wayne's Nursery's landscape crew is working hard. Need some cleanup? Want the house to look great for the holidays? No worries. Call 870-425-6966 today for your free landscape estimate. Car Wayne's Nursery has 37 years of design and install experience, which means you can count on a job well done. When you call 870-425-6966 today for your free landscape estimate, let Car Wayne's Nursery's landscape crew do the heavy lifting. That's 870-425-6966 for your free landscape estimate.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
About 1122 to 12118. Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear. Save on boots for the family. And take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwarz toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. And snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
12 before the hour of 11, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. And the email is Vicki at KTLO.com. Need to hurry it up a little bit. That Oklahoma-Texas game starts at 11.
Ooh, does it?
Yeah.
And Alabama and Georgia.
Three.
Boy, that's going to be a mess. Well, if you plan to have a live Christmas tree, and that's a very popular thing, make sure that you go ahead and dig the planting hole before the ground freezes. I don't think we'll have any problem with that this year because the ground hasn't really frozen yet. Make sure that you just dig a hole that's wider than the bald and burlapped tree that you're planting, and also set it at the same level, though, that it is, so don't bury it deeply. Make sure that... When you get it, bring it in. You want to store it outside in a cool, shady, windless area, which this afternoon might be difficult to locate, but your garage would always work. And then make sure that you don't let the tree's roots dry out at all. They do Christmas trees. If you're buying one that is just a regular Christmas tree, make sure they will make a clean cut, a fresh cut at the base before you bring it in. That will help it keep its needles longer, and always make sure that you keep it in water, all those things that they keep them in, they have that basin. And so make sure that basin is full. Don't let it go dry. And that will cut down, number one, on needle droppage and also keep it safe. I thought we'd talk about the Christmas trees that are the different varieties, and there are very many different varieties, and lots of times it depends on the part of the country you're in, of course, which tree grower you're near, what they grew, which grows in your area. But there are some that are just really ever popular. There are five of them that over the years have been declared the most popular. Balsam fir, B-A-L-S-A-M, fir, is a really most fragrant of the trees that are available, and it makes it a really popular Christmas tree variety. They're very durable, which is nice, and they have really short, flat, dark green needles. They do not dry out so quickly, or they do dry out so quickly. They are the ones that do. They're two different ones. That it dries out quickly, and that, like I said, keep the moisture ready. The tree was named for the balsam or Christmas hymn.
You gonna make it?
I don't know.
Give you about 2 more minutes and we'll wrap it up. What do you say?
Okay.
All right.
The Douglas fir is one of the others. So in the fir family, F-I-R, those are the ones. Fraser fir is a great one. And then Scotch pine is a lovely one to have. And the Colorado blue spruce. In 2017, the Christmas tree variety selected for the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree was a Norway spruce. And I hope I can talk and tell you about it next week. I'm sorry to have had this fit. Have a great week. And we'll be visiting next week, I hope, on Saturday. Take care.